إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد فأرحب بكم جميعا نواصل هذه الدروس المباركة حول هذا الموضوع العظيم الاستقامة الاستقامة على الصراط المستقيم الاستقامة على دين الله الاستقامة على التوحيد الاستقامة على ما أمر الله به ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الاستقامة على ما إن تمسكنا به يضمن لنا السعادة في الدنيا والآخرة النجاة والفلاح. I welcome all of you and we continue reading about this very important topic, being upright and steadfast upon the deen of Allah. If we do that, we be successful in this life and in the hereafter, and we save ourselves from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. القاعدة السادسة من القواعد العشر في الاستقامة قال الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرزاق البدر حفظه الله لا تكون الاستقامة إلا لله وبالله وعلى أمر الله لا تكون الاستقامة إلا لله وبالله وعلى أمر الله. He says that istiqama should not be achieved except for Allah and with the help of Allah, following the command of Allah. أما لله يقول الشيخ أي خالصة بمعنى أن يستقيم العبد وأن يلزم صراط الله المستقيم مخلصا بذلك الأمر لله عز وجل طالبا به ثوابه ورضاه. قال الله تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. Now this istiqama that we should is not an option. By now, through the previous classes and especially the beautiful talk that the Shaykh has given us today, Shaykh Mis'ad al-Husayni, about the istiqamah, we should know that it's not an option. It isn't common upon us to be upright upon the deen of Allah. There is no other way. But this istiqamah has to be for Allah. What does it mean? Meaning we have to be sincere. We are commanded to be upright. We are commanded to be righteous, to be obedient to Allah, to follow His commands, to stay away from the prohibitions. We are commanded to follow the path, as-sirat al-mustaqim, that Allah has chosen for us. But we have to do it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't do it for any other reasons. We're doing it because we're seeking His reward and His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were only commanded to worship Allah alone, making the religion purely and sincerely for Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا بِاللَّهِ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ لَا تَكُونُ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ أي مستعينا على تحقيقها والقيام بها أي مستعينا على تحقيقها والقيام بها والثبات عليها بالله تبارك وتعالى. قال الله تعالى فاعبده وتوكل عليه. وقال تعالى إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. وفي الحديث الصحيح الذي أخرجه مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله، احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله. Now this istiqama should be achieved and act upon it and be firm upon it by asking Allah's help and assistance. We learned before that istiqama is al-istiqama minna wa hadiyya min Allah. We learned, actually that was the first principle. The first principle was that to be upright upon the deen, to be steadfast upon the sirat al-mustaqim. It is a gift from Allah. So we should ask Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and aid us and assist us to achieve istiqama and to be firm upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Hud, فَاعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. So worship Him, meaning worship Allah, and put your trust in Him. And put your trust in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَعَ الْأَخْذِ بِالْأَسْبَابِ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We put our trust in Allah, but we follow the means that Allah has legislated for us. لَا نَدَعُ الْأَسْبَابِ وَلَا نَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْأَسْبَابِ. We do not leave off the means. Somebody says, look, atawakkal ala Allah, but they don't follow the means. And we don't depend on the means. Just because I did this, I have to get it today. No. We put our trust in Allah and we follow the means. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us in Surah Al-Fatiha to say, the dua in Surah Al-Fatiha, and before that dua there is the statement of Allah, Iyaka na'bud, you alone we worship, wa iyaka nasta'in, and from you we seek help and assistance. So we seek help to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Him. He commanded us to worship Him and He taught us to turn to Him and ask His assistance and His help and His aid, so that we can worship Him the way He commanded us to worship Him. Because we shouldn't everyone come with his own way to worship Allah. No, there is only one way, the way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned a hadith, hafidhahullah, that is collected by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, احرس على ما ينفعك. The things that benefit you, give them much importance. Much importance. Be diligent. Be eager. Be concerned. And seek refuge and seek help from with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though you're so serious about it, you're exerting a lot of efforts, but we still have to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا عَلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَكُونَ الْإِسْتِقَامَ عَلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ أَيْ أَنْ يَسِيرَ فِي إِسْتِقَامَتِهِ عَلَى النَّهْجِ الْقَوِيمِ وَالصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ الَّذِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عِبَادَهُ بِهِ كما قال تعالى فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Now, see the Shaykh, he mentioned three things in that title. That we have to be upon istiqamah, but لله, for Allah, meaning sincerity. وبالله, meaning seeking the help of Allah. Cannot do it on our own. We cannot just sit down and try to figure out how we're going to be upon the right path. We got to ask Allah to guide us. وعلى أمر الله, meaning that a person should embark upon this path of istiqamah, following the upright way, the straight path that Allah has commanded us, has commanded His servants to be upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Hud, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Be upright as you were commanded. قَالْ وَقَدْ سَبَقَ ذِكْرُ بَعْدِ الْآثَارِ عَنِ السَّلَفِ رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي تَقْرِيرِ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى كَقَوْلِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسِ رضي الله عنهما في قوله ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا أي استقاموا في أداء الفرائض. And the Shaykh said, we previously mentioned in other paragraphs, we mentioned the statements, some of the statements of the Salaf rahimahumullah ta'ala, as related to the meaning of istiqamah, the like of the statement of the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he mentioned as related to the meaning of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said thumma istaqamu, those who say our Lord is Allah, and then they are upright and steadfast upon that, meaning they are upright upon the obligations, upon fulfilling that which Allah has made obligatory upon them. وقال الحسن البصري رحمه الله استقاموا على أمر الله فعملوا بطاعته واجتنبوا معصيته. They were upright, he said, it means that they were upright upon the command of Allah, that which Allah has commanded. Cannot just be a Muslim and do whatever you want to do. No, you're a Muslim, now you're going to act upon the commands of Allah. And they act upon obedience to Allah, and they stay away from sins and disobedience. وَأَمْرُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى هُوَ شَرْعُهُ الَّذِي بَعَثَ بِهِ نَبِيَّهُ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. What is the command of Allah when we hear the command of Allah? It is that which Allah has legislated. It is the legislation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey to mankind. هذه القاعدة السادسة أن الاستقامة لا تكون إلا لله وبالله وعلى أمر الله. The sixth principle is that استقامة, to be upright, should be for Allah. You don't be upright because people watching. You don't be upright because you want to get a praise. La, you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you do it seeking help from Allah, because you cannot do it on your own. And you're doing it not following what you think or what other people tell you is right. No, doing it upon the way of Allah, upon that which Allah has legislated subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mafhum? Understood. طيب. القاعدة السابعة. على العبد مهما استقام أن لا يتكل على عمله. على العبد مهما استقام أن لا يتكل على عمله. It's a warning. Now somebody already, alhamdulillah, is upon istiqama, alayka salam. Somebody is upon the right path. He said, don't depend on your actions. قال الواجب على العبد أن لا يتكل على عمله مهما صلح واستقام. ولا يغتر بعبادته ولا بكثرة ذكره لله ولا بغير ذلك من الطاعات. It says, what is incumbent upon a servant, and that's us, we're included in this statement, what is incumbent upon a servant of Allah should not depend completely on his actions. Doesn't matter how righteous those actions are and how upright that person may be while performing those actions of worship. Likewise, a person should not be deceived by his worship, by his actions of worship. A person should not be deceived by the abundance of the remembrance of Allah, constantly remembering Allah. And should not be deceived by performing many actions of worship. وفي هذا المعنى يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله والمطلوب من العبد الاستقامة وهي السداد فإن لم يقدر عليها فالمقاربة فإن نزل عنها فالتفريط والإضاعة كما في الصحيحين من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا فإنه لن يدخل الجنة أحدا عمله فإنه لن يدخل الجنة أحدا عمله. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله؟ قال ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله منه بمغفرة ورحمة. The Sheikh, he mentioned a statement of the great scholar Sheikh al-Islam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziya rahimahullah, as related to this meaning He says, what is requested from a servant is to be upright. Meaning to try his best, she try her best to do those actions of worship the right way. Not halfway. Not 50% or 60% or 10%. We gotta do it the right way. You wanna perform wudu? You don't make 50% wudu by washing some of the parts and the other parts are dry. You wanna pray? You're standing in front of Allah, not like by your body, but your heart and mind still running the streets of Dearborn. Still making plans what you're going to do after the Salat. Now you have to be 100% in that Salat. Aynam. And you do the same thing in all of actions of worship. But if you can't do this, at least try to be closer to that. Try to be closer to that. If not, you be negligent. And you be wasting your efforts and those actions of worship. And he mentioned a hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Saddidu wa qaribu wa abshiru. Aim. Try to do the right thing. If not, get closer to the target. And have the good news. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, no one will enter Al-Jannah because of his good deeds. Just because of his deeds. No one's deeds will enter a person the Jannah, paradise. They say, even you, O Messenger of Allah, even you, your deeds, he says, even me. Unless if the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon me and his forgiveness. قال فجمع هذا كلام الإمام ابن القيم مستمر فجمع في هذا الحديث مقامات الدين كلها فأمر بالاستقامة وهي السداد والإصابة في النيات والأقوال والأعمال لأن القلب لا بد أن يكون مستقيما واللسان مستقيما والجوارح مستقيمة. He says, in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ has commanded with istiqama, which is to try your best to do the job the right way. In your intentions, the thing that you think of, the thing that you plan to do, you intend to do, and in your statements and actions. The Muslim doesn't give anything, say anything, think about anything. The Muslim doesn't randomly do anything. No. Muslim, cautious. He thinks about the things that benefit him, that benefit her. When they say that which is pleasing to their Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which will benefit them in this life. Don't get them in trouble in this life. Many people get in trouble because of a statement they said. People actually sometimes lose their life because of a statement they said. Islam teaches us these things. Say that which is good. Or be silent. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to keep talking. Say that which is good. Likewise, our actions, all of them, has to be upright. وَأَخْبَرَ فِي حَدِيثِ ثَوْبَانِ رضي الله عنه استقيموا ولن تحسوا واعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to us, be upright, but you won't be able to do it 100%. You cannot be perfect. As for us, we cannot be perfect. He says, but you should remember and you should know that the best of your deeds is the prayer. قال أنهم لا يطيقونها فنقلهم إلى المقاربة وهي أن يقربوا من الاستقامة بحسب طاقتهم كالذي يرمي إلى الغرض فإن لم يصبه يقاربه ومع هذا فأخبرهم أن الاستقامة والمقاربة لا تنجي يوم القيامة فلا يركن أحد إلى عمله ولا يعجب به ولا يرى أن نجاته به بل إنما نجاته برحمة الله وعفوه وفضله انتهى كلامه من مدارج السالكين رحمة الله عليه. ابن القيم رحمه الله says, in this hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that yes, he commanded us to be upright, But he still tells us that he will never will be 100% upright. We cannot be perfect. That's why he tells that he moves us to the second level. That let us be concerned to be at least close to the target. Everyone according to his ability. And we should not miss this out of negligence. Somebody not even trying and he says, well, you know, the Prophet said, we're never going to get it right. No, that's not what the Prophet ﷺ said. Prophet ﷺ said, try your best. And if you don't get it right, be close. Be the closest you can. He gave an example. Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, he says, like someone who wanna shoot an arrow, there is a target in front of him. Of course, his main goal is to hit the target. Or at least get close to it. He said, with all of this, the Prophet ﷺ informed us through this hadith that istiqamah, even if a person did the job the right way, and the one who tried hard and didn't do it the right way, but he was so close to get it the right way, they should not rely on their actions. They should not be amazed and fascinated by their actions, because they want that it's not only the actions that will save them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But what saves us actually is the rahmah of Allah, His mercy, His forgiveness, and His bounty. فضيلة الشيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان له كلام في هذا. قال يعني أن طاعة العبد لن تكون ثمنا لدخول الجنة مهما كان مستقيما. حيث أنه مهما استقام العبد على طاعة الله فهو لا يؤدي حقوق الله سبحانه وتعالى عليه. ومهما استقام الإنسان لا يمكن أبدا أن يكون ثمنا لنعمة من نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى عليه. شيخ فوزان رحمه تعالى he explained this, how a person is righteous and how a person is upright and still his or her actions does not, because of their actions they're not going to go in Jannah. It's just that they go to the Jannah just because, not because of their actions alone. And he even mentioned some ayat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udkhulu Jannah, enter the Jannah because of your action, what you used to do. He said, this means, yes, you still have to do actions, but that's not the only thing that will allow you to enter the Jannah. He said, why? He says, because you can never think that your righteousness is the price for the Jannah. Because you're righteous, you got to be in the Jannah. Doesn't work like that. He says, because it doesn't matter how righteous you may be and upright, you cannot even pay for one favor from the favors of Allah upon you. What about the all favors together? So that's why you do what is right, but you ask Allah. You ask Allah for His mercy. You ask Allah for His pardon. You ask Allah for His bounty. Al-Qa'idah al-Thamina. القاعدة الثامنة the eighth principle ثمرة الاستقامة في الدنيا الاستقامة على الصراط يوم القيامة ثمرة الاستقامة في الدنيا ما هي ثمرتها الاستقامة على الصراط يوم القيامة that if someone is upright firm upon the path of Allah in this life there is a great fruit for that. What is it? That person will be firm upon the Sirat on the Day of Judgment, the bridge that is over the hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah. قال الشيخ حفظه الله من هدي في الدنيا إلى صراط الله المستقيم هدي في الدار الآخرة إلى الصراط المستقيم المنصوب على متن جهنم وأسأل الله لي ولكم الهدايتين والثبات في الدنيا والآخرة. The Sheikh, he says, if someone was guided, of course, by Allah, was guided in this life to be firm upon the path of Allah in this life, that person will be guided in the Akhirah to be firm upon the path, as-sirat, that bridge that is over the hellfire. May Allah grant us the two guidance, the one in this life and the one in the hereafter. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله فيوم القيامة ينصب صراط على متن جهنم. انتبهوا الآن, انتبهوا إلى هذا الكلام. فيوم القيامة ينصب صراط على متن جهنم أحد من السيف وأدق من الشعرة. Now pay attention to these details and these descriptions of this path. He says, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgments, a bridge, Sirat, will be put over the hellfire. But this bridge, it is, subhanAllah, sharper than a blade, a sword, and thinner than a hair. La ilaha illallah. And we want to go over it. It is sharper than a blade, a sword. And it is thinner than a hair. The hair, ash-sha'ra. وَيُؤْمَرُ النَّاسُ بِالْمُرُورِ عَلَيْهِ. The people will be commanded to pass on that bridge. ويتفاوتون في مرورهم عليه تفاوتهم في الأعمال والاستقامة على صراط الله المستقيم في هذه الحياة الدنيا. الله أكبر. Not, so the people, the speed that the people they will be passing on the hereafter, on the bridge on the hereafter, is not going to be the same. عليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. The way the people that will pass on this bridge on Yawm al-Qiyamah, this speed is not going to be the same. It's different. Because of what? Fast runner? He used to do the marathon in here? Won the Chicago Marathon in New York? No. What makes the difference? The same speed you wore on the Sirat in this life, you're going to be in there on that Sirat. Aynam. Now, if you want to be in a better position on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you got to do it here now. Check yourself. What speed? Are you going 3% or what? Or are you trying to give it 100%? Efforts, only 3% effort, you're giving it to Allah. But when you want to do something in the dunya, you got to give it 300%. No, that's the akhirah, when you're going to say, look man, I got to be serious about this. I got to be serious, especially that death is certain. And tomorrow is not. Can delay. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله فمن هدي في هذه الدار إلى صراط الله المستقيم الذي أرسل به رسله وأنزل به كتبه هدي هناك إلى الصراط المستقيم الموصل إلى جنته سبحانه وتعالى ودار ثوابه. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى, he says, ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى says, whoever was guided by Allah سبحانه وتعالى in this life to the path of Allah, that path that Allah sent the messengers with to call the people to, and because of that path Allah sent his books, if someone was upright upon this path, he will be guided by Allah to the other path on Yawm al-Qiyamah that leads to the Jannah. paradise leads to the great reward. وعلى قدر ثبوت قدم العبد على هذا الصراط الذي نسبه الله لعباده في هذه الدار أي الدار الدنيا يكون ثبوت قدمه على الصراط المنصوب على متن جهنم. انتبهوا يا عباد الله, كلام نفيس. Pay attention to these beautiful statements that will revive our hearts. He says, the more you find a person firm, when you find the servant concerned and wants to be firm, whenever that person is firm upon the path that Allah has commanded His servants to adhere to in this life, the more firm that person's feet will be on that path that is over the hellfire. نسأل الله الثبات على الصراطين. Remember, the other path on يوم القيامة sharper than a blade, thinner than a hair. And you have to have, you want to be firm, remember, إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Allah will give us firmness. But if we are firm upon this one, now after this, you think we have time for others, he did, blah, 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 this, what, guys. Start with ourselves. See, where do you stand? Are you firm on the deen of Allah? Are you firm upon the path of Allah? Start with yourself, your family, your neighbors. And then when you want to address somebody, address them with the hikmah, with the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us. Ask yourself a question. Are you firm? Let us ask ourselves this very important question. Are we firm on the sirat that is in this life, which is the deen of Allah? Are we firm, or are we slippery? We're falling off. We stand for a day or two and we fall off for months. He's not going to help us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, man. Got to be firm on this one. And inshallah, Allah will give us firmness on the next one. قال ابن القيم, ما زالنا مع كلام ابن القيم رحمه الله, وعلى قدر سيره على هذه الصراط يكون سيره على ذاك الصراط. Now, the likewise. You look at the efforts you make in here. What is the speed that you move in? You're improving in this sirat, which is on the dunya, the same way how your speed on the sirat on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be decided. لهذا يتفاوتون في المرور على الصراط. That's why the people, they have different speeds as related to going over the bridge. قال فمنهم من يمر كالبرق ومنهم من يمر كالطرف ومنهم من يمر كالريح ومنهم من يمر كشد الركاب ومنهم من يسعى سعيا ومنهم من يمشي مشيا. هذا فوق الصراط, فوق جهنم. ومنهم من يحبو حبوا ومنهم المخدوش المسلم يسلم ومنهم المكردس في النار. سأل الله السلام والعافية. دين الشيخ says, فلينظر العبد سيره على ذلك الصراط من سيره على هذا حذو القضة بالقضة جزاء وفاقا, كما قال تعالى في سورة النمل, هل تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. The Sheikh says, some people, they will pass on the sirat like the lightning. You know the lightning, if you sneeze you miss it, it's gone, don't see it, it's very fast. Some, like the blink of an eye, very fast. Some, they will pass like the wind, fast winds. Some, they will pass like fast beasts, like mounts. They ride in and they fast. Some, they run in. They run in. Some, they walk in.
You think these people choose to do these things? You think that person says, okay, you go ahead, run, I'm just going to walk? No, man, it's not like that. People make this decision, this life. We said, we're going to the Salat, Jumu'ah, for example, at 2 o'clock. Somebody says, it's 11:30, let's go. No, you go ahead, I'll get you, see? No, you go ahead. This person now, he's running, you're going to walk. Some they walking on it. Some they can't even walk. What do? They crawl. You know how babies, they didn't learn how to walk yet, and they crawl on their hands and knees. And some people, while they're crawling, there is hooks, kalalib. There is hooks on the both sides of the bridge. Some are scratched, but they make it. Alhamdulillah. While others, they be thrown in the hellfire, waliyadu billah. Then the Shaykh says, based on this reality, this is the aqidah of the Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ informed us about this. Based on this, every one of us should reflect on his speed in this life. What is your speed trying to apply the deen of Allah? Trying to adhere to the deen of Allah? Trying to adhere to the commands of Allah? Trying to apply the advice that we're hearing right now? The information when it gets to us? Because that's what's going to decide the speed in which category you're going to be on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Jaza'an wifaqa. The rewards is according to the actions. Allah says, هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will be rewarded according to that which you used to do.
وَلْيَنْظُرْ كَذَلِكَ الْمَرْءِ الشُّبُهَاتِ وَالشَّهَوَاتِ الَّتِي تَعُوقُهُ عَنْ سَيْرِهِ عَلَى هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ فَإِنَّ الْكَلَالِيبَ الَّتِي بِجَنْبَتَيْ ذَاكَ الصِّرَاطِ تَخْطَفُهُ وتعوقه عن المرور عليه فإن كثرت هنا وقويت في الدنيا فكذلك هي هناك وما ربك بظلام للعبيد.
Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله in his book مدارج السالكين still saying, likewise another thing you want to pay attention to is shubuhat, doubtful matters that the shaytan ودعات الضلالة أعوان الشياطين, they cast in the hearts of the people. Doubtful matters. والشهوات, desires and lusts. He says, look at those shahawats. A person wants to be upright, want to do, but then because of a doubt matter, he's not righteous. Because he want to come to the masjid early, but there is a game, Barca and Real Madrid on. Now he ain't coming to the masjid that night. He's not coming. It's a game on. He's not coming. Because of a desire, because of a lust. He said, this same shahawat and shubuhat that hinder a person and keep a person away from the path of al-mustaqim, likewise, the hooks on the sirat, on jahannam, on the two sides of the path, will take the person away. Likewise, the shahawat, the lust and desires, the shubuhat, the doubtful matters, snatch a person away from the path of Allah in this life. Likewise, those hooks on the both sides of the path, sirat, over Jahannam, will snatch the people away from that path. Wal'iyadu billah. فَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ هُنَا وَقَوِيَتْ فَكَذَلِكَ هِيَ هُنَاكَ. Now if the shahawat get strong, the shubuhat strong, person is involved in so many doubtful matters, not holding to the truth that is clear and pure, if a person not fighting his desires, but he give up to them and give his nafs whatever it asks for, likewise,
stronger those hooks will be on that person يوم القيامة. And he said, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And your Lord does not wrong his servants. Does not wrong them.
وللفائدة يقول أهل العلم أن الشبهات تصد عن العلم النافع. الشبهات تصد عن العلم النافع، لا يرده لأن في قلبه شبهة. يرد العلم النافع لأن الشبهة تقول لا ليس كذلك. والشهوات تصد عن العمل الصالح، يريد أن يعمل لكن شهوة، نعم اجلس.
أي نعم.
A benefit, side benefit. The ulama, they says that doubtful matters prevent person from beneficial knowledge. A person hears beneficial knowledge, don't accept it because already something in his heart. We have to free our hearts from shubuhats. If we fill our hearts with anything that's out there without knowing if it's the haqq or not, it's going to be a problem. When the haqq comes to us, we have no room. We can't. As the poet says, أتاني هواها قبل أن أعرف الهوى فصادف مكانا خاليا فتمكنا. هنا. As for the shahawats, as for الشهوات, lusts and desires, they turn the people away from righteous actions. He wanna be good. He wanna come early. He wanna give sadaqah. He wanna be nice to his parents here. But desires keep him away from that. السلام. قال من كان في هذه الحياة الدنيا تخطفه الشبهات والشهوات. هذا كلام ابن القيم رحمه الله. من كان في هذه الحياة الدنيا تخطفه الشبهات والشهوات عن الصراط المستقيم فستخطفه الكلاليب التي على جنبتي الصراط يوم القيامة مثل ما خطفته الشبهات والشهوات في الدنيا. سبحان الله. Actually, the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim ends by the ayah, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, حفظه الله, he says, if a person was easy for him to be snatched and taken away from the path of Allah through these doubtful matters and through shahawat, desires and lusts, those hooks that is on the both sides of the bridge, sirat, over the hellfire, will snatch him away as well. Easy, will take him out of the path. قَلْ وَلَهُ كَلَامٌ آخر قريب من هذا في كتابه الجواب الكافي. And Ibn Qayyim has a similar statement that carry the same meanings in his other book, الجواب الكافي. القاعدة التاسعة. الموانع من الاستقامة شبهات الضلال أو شهوات الغي. تتم لهذه القاعدة. This is more explanation to the previous principle. Now he's telling us about the obstacles. What prevent people from being upright, for being righteous, for being good servants of Allah? What prevent people, they Muslim, they believe in Allah. If you ask them, you want to go to Jannah? Alhamdulillah, I want to go to Jannah. You want to be in hellfire? A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. But still, they are not on the path. They wanted to be in the Jannah, but they're not. They're not following the path that leads to the Jannah. As one of the poets says, كما يقول الشاعر, تريد النجاة ولم تسلك سبلها إن السفينة لا تمشي على اليابس. You really want safety, but you're not following the means of safety. You're not on a path that leads you to safety. For indeed, the ship, the boat, does not run on sand, man. You can have war. Likewise, we want the Jannah, but we're going to do whatever we want. Allah didn't tell us, look, do whatever you want. Everybody will be in the Jannah. Allah says, look, the path of Jannah is clear. And He made it clear in His book and in the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody wants safety and wants falah, wants success, wants the everlasting entertainment that Allah has prepared for His believing servants, there is one way, man. No shortcuts in this one. Follow the path. So those obstacles that keep the people away from being upright, being righteous, whether shubuhat dalal, those doubtful matters, which are misguidance, by the way, that's not guidance, or shahawat al-ghay, or those desires that sink a person in wicked actions. قال فالشبهات والشهوات قواطع وموانع صادة على الاستقامة والسائر على صراط الله المستقيم يمر في سيره باستمرار بشبهات وشهوات. نعم هذه الحياة الدنيا يا عباد الله تصرفه وتحرفه عن صراط الله المستقيم. Listen to these beautiful statements. نفعني الله وإياكم بها. He says the doubtful matters and the desires, they cut you off from the path of Allah. They turn you away from the path of Allah. They turn you away from istiqama. You want to be upright? But if you try shubuhat and shahawat, you're not going to make it. He says now in reality, anyone who's walking on the path of Allah, while you are on the path that leads to the Jannah, to the pleasure of Allah, while you're walking on that path, you're always going to face doubtful matters, your way, and desires. Gotta come your way. It's not going to be smooth ride. It ain't going to be smooth ride. You're going to face doubtful matters. You're going to face lust and desires. Each one of them trying to get you out of the path of Allah, to bump you off the path of Allah. ثم قال حفظه الله شيخ عبد الرزاق فكل من ينحرف عن الاستقامة فكل من ينحرف لأن الأصل ينبغي لنا أن نكون على الاستقامة فكل من ينحرف عن الاستقامة إما أن ينحرف عنها بشهوة أو بشبهة والشهوة فساد في العمل والشبهة فساد في العلم. الله أكبر. هذا كلام يكتب ويحفظ ويعقل ويتدارس. The Sheikh says, whenever you find a person deviated from istiqama, deviated from the path of Allah, you find it that this, what is the cause of that deviation? Whether because of a shahwa, a desire, or a shubha, doubtful matter. That because the desires spoil the actions, while the doubtful matters spoil and corrupt the knowledge. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى كما في سورة الأنعام وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. And this is my path in سورة الأنعام verse 153. And this is my path that is straight. All of you should follow it. All of you. Allah commands us all to follow that one path. There is no path for the Arabs, path for the non-Arabs, path for the Asians, path for the Africans, path for the poor, path for the rich, path for the woman, path for the man. No, there is one path. You need to know what it is, and doesn't matter who's on it. This is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال الفضيل بن عياد رحمه الله عليك بطرق الهدى بطريق الهدى ولا تبتئس لقلة السالكين وإياك وطرق الضلالة ولا تغتر لكثرة الهالكين أي عليها. Allah says, this is my path that is straight. All of you should follow it. And do not follow the many other paths, plural, paths. For surely they will take you away from the path of Allah. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of the great scholars of the past, rahimahullah, he says, be upon the path of guidance. Find it through beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first place, and whoever followed them upon that. From At-Tabi'een wa Atba' At-Tabi'een wa A'immat Al-Huda wa Al-Din. He says, be upon the path of guidance and do not be discouraged when you see only few people upon that path. And beware, stay away, far away from the paths of misguidance, and don't be deceived by the many people who are destroyed upon them. Sometimes a person in an area, he sees a couple people, they are upon the haqq, upon the sunnah, they trying to adhere to that which the Prophet ﷺ left for us. But then, a couple miles away, there is a huge community mixing freedom, the First Amendment, I don't know what. They do whatever they want to do. Nobody tell them, taqillah, this is not right. Live your life. Inna Allah ghafur rahim. That's their principle. And now that person is like, wait a minute. Can be. I went there, I prayed, it's only one row. I'm over there, we can even find the park. They make three jumu'ahs actually. And he's like, no, I gotta be with them. Nah, those are my people. If they are upon the haqq and they are in mean number, wallahi, he will love that. But if they are on something else, you're going to be with those who are upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وجاء في حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه في مسند الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى قال خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا ثم قال هذا سبيل الله ثم خط خطوطا عن يمينه وعن شماله ثم قال هذه سبل وعلى كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه ثم قرأ الآية وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, as it is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draw for us a line. And he says, this is the path of Allah. Then he draw to its right and to its left other paths, other lines. And he says, these are paths. On each one of them is shaitan calling to it. Is shaitan calling to it. And then he recited the ayah. And this is my path that is straight. And all of you are commanded to follow it. And do not follow the many other paths, for certainly they will turn you away from the path of Allah. قال الشيخ حفظه الله والشيطان الذي يدعو إلى الانحراف عن صراط الله المستقيم دعوته إلى الانحراف عن صراط الله المستقيم إما بشبهة أو بشهوة. The shaitan, what does he use? What is the tools of the shaitan to get the people away and out of the path of Allah? He used two tools, shubha or shahwa. He used doubtful matters because he keeps the people away from the haqq, from the truth, from knowledge, beneficial knowledge, or desires because he keeps the people away from acting upon that knowledge that they already know. يفصل الشيخ ويفسر حفظه الله وجزاه الله خيرا، يقول: فإذا رأى، يعني الشيطان، فإذا رأى فيه، يعني في المسلم، فإذا رأى فيه التفريط حبب إليه الشهوات، وإذا رأى عليه الحرص والمحافظة أدخل عليه الشبهات. سبحان الله. These are the tools of the shaitan. Shaitan, he looks at the Muslim. If he finds him negligent, not caring about learning, he invites him to shahawat. Open the doors of desires for him. But if the shaitan sees that this person is diligent, he's preserving the actions of worship, and he performed the prayers in their time, the dhikr, the dua, no shuhawat. This person already got it. He's there. Are you going to tell him watch a game? No, he's going to salat. No game, salat. But what he's going to do? What door? Shubuhat. He's going to bring him innovations. No knowledge. He's going to bring him some knowledge, but it's bidah, dalalat, to keep him away. And he's working hard, thinking he's upon the path. He's not. He's not doing it the right way, not upon correct and sound knowledge. كما قال بعض السلف رحمهم الله: ما أمر الله تعالى بأمر إلا وللشيطان فيه نزغتان، إما إلى تفريط وتقصير، وإما إلى مجاوزة وغلو، ولا يبالي الشيطان بأيهما ظفر. الله أكبر. One of the Salaf says, some of the Salaf, they said, whenever you look at any commands of Allah that He commands His servants to do and act upon, except that the shaitan used two tools to turn the people away from the commands of Allah. Whether to cause the people to be negligent, lenient, don't care, I'm just a Muslim, akhi, al-imanu fil qalb, salli ya akhi, al-imanu fil qalb, zakki ya akhi, al-imanu fil qalb, ayna Allah fi kulli makan, la ya'rif shay'an, ما يريد أن يطبق الدين، تفريط، تقصير، يصلي يوم الجمعة ويأتي متأخرا وقد لا يصلي وهو مسلم الحمد لله. نعم، the shaitan, whenever there is a command of Allah, the shaitan use these two tools. He will make a person negligent. Don't care if he pray or don't pray. Don't care if his years go by didn't even read the one page of the Quran. Don't matter. He finished all the magazines, all the newspapers. He knows more than those people who work in CNN. He knows everything, details, give you everything, cannot recite Al-Fatiha correctly. Don't know the deen. That's what the shaitan do with certain people. Or, for certain people cannot do this, what he do? He push them to be extreme. Add to the ibadah. They're like, no, we're going to add a little bit more. These people, they doing it this way, we're going to be better than them. You cannot be better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because those who are doing it right, they doing it because that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said how to do it. Now they're like, we're going to add a little bit because we're going to be better. No, that make you better. That make that person an innovator. Not better, and that's not right. The shaitan doesn't care. You think the shaitan has preference in these two? He doesn't care. As long as he get the Muslim to one of these two, that's it. That's his plan. He has no preference whatsoever, because both of them are deadly. وقال ابن القيم وقد اقتطع أكثر الناس إلا أقل القليل في هذين الواديين وادي التقصير ووادي المجاوزة والتعدي والقليل منهم جدا الثابت على الصراط الذي كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه اللهم اجعلنا وإياكم منهم. ابن القيم once again رحمه الله تعالى, he said, many people are embarking on one of these two valleys. These two valleys, negligence or ghulu, go to extreme. And only few people are saved from that, and therefore a few are firm upon the path that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upon. قال وهنا ينبغي أن نستحضر مثلا بديعا عظيما وهو في غاية النفع ثبت في المسند والترمذي وغيرهما من حديث النواس بن سمعان.
He says, now inshallah we're going to mention a beautiful example, a great and beautiful and eloquent example that will benefit us greatly, as it is found in the Musnad and At-Tirmidhi and Sunan At-Tirmidhi, and other than them, from the Hadith of An-Nawas Ibn Sam'an radiyallahu anhu. قال رضي الله عنه أن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه وانتبهوا إلى هذا الحديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ضرب الله مثلا صراطا مستقيما وعلى جنبتي الصراط سوران. I'm going to translate sentence by sentence as I go, inshallah. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, the Prophet ﷺ set an example for us, a straight path. On the sides of that path, two walls. There is two walls. فيهما أبواب مفتحة. These walls, they have doors that they are open. Actually, there is opening in the walls, okay, but they are not closed with a door. وعلى الأبواب ستور مرخات. On those openings, there is curtains. They lay down. They're not up. The curtains down. وعلى باب الصراط داع يقول. And on the head of the Sirat, the entrance of the Sirat, there is a caller who's saying, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, أُدْخُلُوا الصِّرَاطَ جَمِيعًا, enter all of you to this path. وَلَا تَتَعَرَّجُوا, and do not go to the right nor to the left. وَدَاعٍ يَدْعُو مِنْ فَوْقِ الصِّرَاطِ, and there is another caller in the other side of the Sirat saying, فَإِذَا أَرَادَ يَفْتَحُ شَيْئًا مِنْ تِلْكَ الْأَبْوَابِ قَالَ وَيْحَكَ لَا تَفْتَحُ فَإِنْ تَفْتَحُ تَلِجْهُ. There is another caller telling the people on the Sirat, whenever one of them wants to move the curtain, see what's behind, he says, woe to you, beware, do not do that, do not open, because if you open that curtain, you will go through. والصراط, the Prophet said, الصراط is Islam, al-Islam. والصوران, those two walls, حدود الله, the limits set by Allah that tells us لا تقربوها, do not come near these limits of Allah. والأبواب المفتحة, those opening doors, محارم الله, the things that Allah has made forbidden and haram. وَذَلِكَ الدَّاعِ عَلَى رَأْسِ الصِّرَاطِ. Now as for the caller at the beginning, at the entrance of the Sirat, كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, the book of Allah. The book of Allah tells us, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, enter into this path. وَالدَّاعِ مِنْ فَوْقِ الصِّرَاطِ, وَاعِظُ اللَّهِ فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. And the one who's at the head of the Sirat saying, do not open those curtains. He says, this is an admonition that Allah put in the heart of every Muslim. Sometimes you
You want to do something, and you know, it's not like a brother says, don't go there. It's you. Something in you says, astaghfirullah, can't do that. A'udhu billah. No, astaghfirullah, that's not me.
وهذا الحديث أخرجه الإمام أحمد والترمذي والحاكم وصححه ووافقه الذهبي والألباني في صحيح الجامع. الحديث الصحيح في صحيح الجامع حديث number 3887. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله.
من بعد الصلاة؟ بعد الصلاة؟ سنقبل بعد الصلاة إن شاء الله. اللي كان عنده مثلا شيء أو حاجة إحنا ما نريد نشق على الناس. So إن شاء الله تعالى we're gonna pray and then after the salat we're gonna try to finish another 20 minutes or half an hour. This way we don't want to put no hardship on anyone who came to pray. Okay, if somebody has to go to do something, alhamdulillah, it's okay. بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خير.